Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
That's me, the host of the Everyday Saturday Show, Sam Crowley. I love it, man. I listen to that. You know, I play that for the family. We're having dinner. Every now and again, I'll just kind of pop in the intro to the Everyday Saturday podcast and just let everybody just kind of, just let it all soak in. You know, kids, you proud of daddy? Not so much. Ange, my wife, how about that? You want to hear the intro again, honey? Let's play it again. It's only 56 seconds long. No thanks. But I know you love it. That's why I play it every day. The number one motivational podcast on the planet. It's time to get up, stand up, step up on your dream. Go for your very own Saturday, man. I am fired up, jacked up, ready to deliver a phenomenal message again today. First of all, get on over to iTunes, subscribe to the Everyday Saturday podcast if you haven't done so already. And if you're gravy training off the show, meaning you're listening every day and you're not leaving a five-star review, shame on you. Shame on you. Pastor Shane, he would even back me if he was here, my co-host of the Sunday Spiritual Podcast. He would tell you, you're not getting into heaven unless you leave a five-star rating of the Everyday Saturday Podcast on iTunes. So, hey, didn't come from me. Didn't come from me. Came from the man himself, sits at the right hand of God. So I'm just telling you, do you want eternal damnation or do you want to just click five stars for a rating on podcast on a podcast? So, hey, also hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know what's on your mind and what you're thinking and what you want to hear for the show. I'm going to read a couple of tweets about halfway through. Got great ideas, suggestions for the show. Great feedback. People still just hearing about the number one motivational podcast on the planet. It's great to have everybody, man. You know where I was this morning? Of course you don't because you weren't with me. But, you know, hold on a second. Hold on a second. I've hit a brand new low in my life. And I got to come clean. I just got to come clean. So you know the Dunkin' Donuts scam I run. I've been doing it for 2.5 years, haven't paid for a cup of coffee. Well, I take that back. Every now and again, I'll throw them a buck or two because I just feel I need to. But back in January 2012, I started going to Dunkin' Donuts, and I got these. You do the survey at the bottom of the receipt, and you fill out the survey, and you get a free donut or a medium coffee when you buy whatever it is with it, a donut or a medium coffee. Well, at our local Dunkin' Donuts here, they started a promo back then that if you just fill out the survey, they'll give you free medium coffee. So guess what I started doing? I filled out the survey. So I would get my free medium coffee, and I was like, hey, I need a receipt for that. It's like, oh, okay, here you go. And guess what's on the receipt? Another opportunity to go to tellduncan.com and fill out another survey. So you see where this is going, right? Talk about going to hell. I got the fast track right there after what I'm doing at Dunkin'. So I started filling out surveys, getting coffee, getting my receipt. Fill out survey, get coffee, get receipt. Endless, endless. Now they just laugh at me. When we go through the drive-thru, it's damn near embarrassing. If I actually had any pride at all, I would be embarrassed. Because when I go through the drive-thru now, and it really when I got a client with me or a friend or somebody I kind of know, they know my voice, every one of them, through the speak. I'm like, even if I try to disguise it, I'm like, yeah, I'll have a medium caramel swirl, 2 cream. All right, Sam, come around. They don't give me the price, nothing. They hand me the receipt, the coffee, and don't expect any money back. Oh, so that's bad, right? Well, anyway, I went around the drive-thru a couple weeks ago, and I got there, and they said, oh, I'm sorry, we poured you a large. I'm like, oh, okay, well, here's my receipt for the free one. I'll take the large. Appreciate it. Bank error in my favor. They laugh. Ha, 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 ha. So then I started going inside, and I said to them, this was a couple of weeks ago, right after this incident in the drive-thru happened, I walk in with my receipt without any pride whatsoever after I drop my Ellen off at 7th grade, 7:30 in the morning. I go, hey, will you supersize that to a large? Like, yeah, sure. I mean, you're already a loser. What's wrong with you being a bigger loser? And I got no problem with that. No problem with that at all. So now I'm on to large coffees. There's only one size larger, and that's extra large. And yes, I am going to try the extra large as well for free. This all started as such an innocent little game I was playing a couple years ago. And now it's kind of a secret I've let out only between my listeners, which is you, and myself, my family, and God. All right? You're the only ones that know how big of a loser I am. But that's okay. I'm all right with it. I'm okay if you're okay. So anyway, that's what's going on now. I'm scamming a large coffee instead of just a medium, and it's everything's still okay. Hey, by the way, I was at Madeline's Got National Junior Honor Society this morning. Shout out, Madeline Crowley, 7th grader, 13 years old, National freaking Junior Honor Society. 7th grade. Proud dad. I was in the audience. Of course, I had to take my other two daughters to school because Angela, my wife, had to go to the ceremony. She got us a seat. I arrived late because the girls' school starts at 8:30, blah, blah, blah. The ceremony started at 8:30. So yours truly rolls in with a baseball hat, unshaven, no shower, T-shirt, shorts, and my $5 Walmart shoes. I love my $5 Walmart shoes. If you don't know what my $5 Walmart shoes look like, follow me on Instagram. I took a photo a couple weeks ago. I also, they're occasionally my lawn mowing shoes. But you know, especially guys, you got your lawn mowing shoes, right? I mean, you got sneakers that you only wear to mow the lawn because they get all green and nasty and you step in dog crap if you got dogs and all that good stuff. So, but I do wear my Walmart shoes every now and again. Man, they are so comfortable. I wear them every day, but I wear them every now and again to mow the lawn. Nobody in my family will go out in public with me when I wear my Walmart shoes, and I don't really understand what the big hang-up is. I don't look that stupid with them on, but apparently to my family, I do. And I don't care. So you can check it out on Instagram. Follow my name, username on Instagram is, guess what? Every day is Saturday. So I'm at the Loveland Middle School ceremony for National Junior Honor Society. I believe I was the only father there with a baseball hat, wrinkled tee, and a pair of shorts that I just threw on. Yeah, I'm pretty positive I was because the rest of them had like suits and ties on, the dads. And when it was all over, guess who went home? And hung out, and guess who went back to work? Exactly. See, that's why we do what we do, right? As an entrepreneur, it's about one thing, the big F word, freedom. It's about having freedom. You have kids. Were you a kid at one time? Of course you were a kid at one time. Do you remember your parents coming to your events? I remember my mom barely once in a blue moon made it to any of my events, didn't have a dad, so my mom could, you know, she worked all the time, so... But if she ever did show up at a basketball game in high school or a baseball game or some event, I wasn't really being recognized academically. You want to hear a funny story? God, I know you do. And this, let's just rename this Sam's the Big Loser. What a huge joke this guy is. I'm just coming out, man. It's my coming out party today. Senior year of high school, we had a keg party. Shocker, I know. So me and my buddies... had a keg. Well, actually, we were drinking that night. It was the night before the award ceremony, Bradford High School, our senior year. Let me tell you something. I squeezed that last bit of toothpaste out of the tube my senior year of high school. I mean, I left no stone unturned. I raged for 8 straight months nonstop. I was milking this senior year, baby, because I had studied my... Well, not really. I didn't study that hard, but I felt as though I deserved this kind of, you know, farewell tour, if you will. So... Had a great group of friends, man. Yeah, high school was so much fun. 1985, graduated in 1986, June of 86. And this was towards the end of May of 1986. We had a party, and it was a Sunday night. The award ceremony was on a Monday, and it was for all intents and purposes, it was our last day of school as a senior. And drinking a lot of beer that night before wasn't, and you're probably wondering if you just plugged into the show, is this really a personal development podcast? Well, it is, but give me a little latitude today. We're having a little bit of fun. Can we have fun May 28, 2014? Can you just give me a little time to have fun today? So we had a party, drank some beer. Wasn't enough to just do that. And, you know, by the way, we weren't of age. You know, the drinking age was still just turned 21. It used to be 19, you know, at least in New York State. We're only 15 miles from the New York border. So we justified that as saying, hey, we're almost, We're almost there, man. Anyway, we stole a keg. Yep, sure did. Another buddy of ours was having a graduation party, and, well, I guess to say he was a buddy is kind of a stretch. We knew him. I mean, we went to school with him. We weren't buddies, though. So we stole his keg, and somebody saw us stealing the keg off the back deck. I didn't steal it. It was my buddy Bob, I think, that stole it. I did not. But I was with the crew. We were running down the street. Somehow the cops thought that was unusual. They happened to drive by, seeing eight people carrying a keg running. That just doesn't look good in Bradford, PA. Probably doesn't look good anywhere. So long story short, Bob gets tackled in the high school football field. Half of them went to jail. I got away. Those of us that didn't go to jail made it to the award ceremony. Even the ones that did go to jail, they didn't go to jail. They just called the cops, and cops called the parents, and parents had to come pick them up, which is actually, I'd rather get the death penalty than to have my mom have to come get me from jail. That's a when my mom called me one time at a bar at 2 a.m. to tell me to come home. Yeah. Hey, Sam Crowley. Yeah. Yeah. Who's on the phone? A girl? What's up? Anybody looking for? Who's looking for? It's your mom. She said it's time to go home. Ooh. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Tell her. You take a message here. I'll get right back to her. So next morning, I got the award for the citizenship award, and my mom called the high school to ask, how could you give my son an award for the citizenship award when he damn near got arrested the night before stealing a keg? And the principal's like, well, I didn't realize he stole a keg, or I probably wouldn't have given it to him. So I was like, hey, thanks, Mom. I appreciate that. But my daughter, Madeline, got National Junior Honor Society this morning. I was a proud dad. If you have kids, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Let me tell you. Now, this is the part where it gets to be an entrepreneur, you know? First of all, before we talk about being free and being an entrepreneur, shout out. A couple of people hit me up on Twitter. You know, it's at Sam Crowley. At Sam Crowley on Twitter. Love the followers of the show. Kim Peterson, love your show. Hashtag every day is Saturday. Let me know if a health and wellness product joint venture sounds like a great idea. Awesome. Zach Blake. Here's a suggestion. Idea for new podcasters. Podcast about the process of your growth in your niche rather than wait until you've become successful. Yeah, man. Ready, fire, aim is the only way I know how to go through life. It's the only way I know. Don Brubaker, is there a Facebook page for Every Day is Saturday? Former fatty, weighed 267 on my way to 190. Wow. At 217. Love the podcast. Thanks, Don. That's amazing. Don's down 50 pounds, going to lose about another 30 or so? That's amazing, man. Congratulations. And Dr. John Burke, MD, check this out. We actually have a doctor. We have smart people following the Every Day Saturday podcast. Are you kidding me? Just heard your interview on Every Day Saturday. Oh, he's tweeting out to Ron Douglas from yesterday at Recipe Secrets. Inspiring story, excellent info. Ron Douglas yesterday brought the end game, didn't he? Here's a dude, got downsized, walked out the door. In Ron's words, like he stole something, J.P. Morgan Chase, he was working in their financial department, got let go, told there was a, hey, Ron, we got a team meeting. Bring him in. Ain't no team meeting. It's the head of human resources, your boss, in a brown box, baby. See ya, wouldn't want to be ya. Walk him out the door. Ron says, I'm screwed, got one baby, another one on the way. So what's he do? He starts a freaking recipe book. Recipes. America's Most Wanted. He goes out and hacks the recipes at Applebee's and all these other different restaurants, and gets sold over a million copies. What, a million? 1.2 million copies. Got a six-figure advance. Simon & Schuster. Check that out. If that didn't inspire you yesterday's show, let me tell you, nothing's going to inspire you. If you haven't heard that yet, go to everydaysaturday.com. Just click on the May 28th podcast, May 28, 2014 with Ron Douglas. You can check it out on iTunes as well. Incredible story. That's what it's about, man. Freedom. Ron and I were chatting yesterday just about what it means to be free. It's not about the money. Money's how you keep score, which is cool. You know, hey, look, if you're going to ask me, I'm not going to be an idiot. If you're going to ask me, hey, would you rather have money or not have money? Well, of course. I mean, come on, man. I'd rather have money. But let me tell you, I don't do what I do for the money. I do what I do for the freedom, control of my life, and being able to make great relationships, you know, and being able to bounce back. You know, yesterday, I'm going to brag a little bit. I've already told you how big of a loser I am doing the scam and getting arrested by the cops, stealing a keg and all that stuff when I was a kid. But I do have some good moments. Yesterday, I'm at PNC Bank, doing some more business with the banks. Banks love people with credit scores and a little bit of money on the side, which wasn't me 10 years ago, which is awesome that banks are now courting my business. I love it. See, no matter where you are right now, are you bankrupt? Awesome. No money? Great. Still on a job and you hate it? Perfect. You know, life's going to get better for you, but you got to make better connections. You got to hang with better people. You got to start looking for leaders and just hang out with leaders. Like Ron was talking about yesterday, just find some people that don't think it's stupid that you just stay home and work or be with your family. And hey, what's your job title? What do you do? I'm CFO, head of purchasing. I got an MBA, a PhD. Yeah. Okay. Thanks. You know what I am? I'm free. How about you? You're not. Case closed. So, oh boy, what was, oh, the bank. I was down at PNC Bank yesterday, and Lonnie, the banker, kind of commercial, says, you know, me and Karen's a bigwig, handles all the underwriting and stuff like that. We're trying to get a deal done, another deal done, on top of the line of credit I just got a couple weeks ago, which is amazing, because you know the story, right? Many years ago, line of credit. Dude, get out of our office. You're lucky we don't call the cops. You're broke. Get out. So Lonnie says, you know, we're really proud of you. I said, moi? Really? Why would a banker be proud of me? Bankers hate me because I'm your worst enemy. I'm the one who always talks about what a horrible, one of the worst jobs you could have is to probably work in a bank, sitting in that cubicle all day, having to pretend to be nice to everybody. Why would you be happy for me, proud of me? I said, oh, just your story. I mean, how you were down, you weren't out, how you worked yourself back. You've got all 37 rentals and you've got this everydayisaturday.com and you own your home now and all this stuff. I'm like, yeah, man, it's a great story. Anybody can do it. It can be anybody's story. I think she goes, what do you think? You know, what do you think? One of the reasons is, I said, you know what? I think the number one reason is I've been able to realize a little bit of success. I mean, come on now. I'm not a billionaire, but I've been able to have a little bit of success is I've been authentic, okay, which is super key in your marketing and your advertising, is to be authentic so people can feel like they actually know who they're doing business with. You know, I got a live webinar tonight with the one and only Zach Crawford. You must be on this webinar. I'm going to tweet the link out. So if you follow me on Twitter, at Sam Crowley, you'll get access to it tonight live, May 28th, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Zach and I are going to be teaching you how to get to six figures in your business. Any entrepreneur, you need to be on this. So follow me on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. I'll be tweeting a link out in a little bit here, probably 4 o'clock in the afternoon, May 28th. And we're going to bring it, man. Why? Because I'm authentic. He's authentic. He's this ex, you know, guy that from postal worker that was going to kill himself. He plugged into my podcast, moved to the Philippines, started internet marketing. Now he lives back in Indianapolis, moving his family to Florida, making $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a month. And it's all tatted up. He and I couldn't be more different, you know. Young kid, all tatted up. Yours truly, vanilla milk toast, no tattoos, stealing coffee from Dunkin'. You know, we couldn't be any more opposite. But you know what we have in common is we value freedom tremendously. Well, I mean, people probably think we're crazy. People know him. Zach, you're nuts. Sam, you're crazy. I have so many people tell me I'm crazy. If I had a dollar for every one of them, I had $1 billion by now. I'm cool with it. I don't care what people think. I do care what people I care about think. Like, I have advisors, I have mentors, just like you do, you know, trusted inner circle type people that they'll let me know, dude, come on, bring it back, okay? Or, hey, here's a good idea for you. Or, hey, you're screwing up, all right? Quit doing this, that. So people I do listen to, but I can't, you wouldn't take financial advice from a broke person, right? You wouldn't take medical advice from somebody who wasn't qualified. Why would you take entrepreneurial freedom advice for people that don't even know what it is? So what's the message for today? Well, first of all, get on that hangout with Zach and I tonight. That's going to be amazing. Become authentic, as I was telling Lonnie. Become authentic. If you want to build your brand, do it. Show all your warts, all your scars, all that stuff, but also bring a solution to the marketplace. You know a lot about something. You know a lot about something. There's topics you know a lot about. You don't know more than everybody in the world. Come on, that's stupid. Nobody knows everything about everything. But you know something. Get going. Share that information with people. Monetize it. Make it a business. Quit living out of fear. Fear sucks. Faith stands. Fear runs. You know what I mean? It sucks walking through life with the deer in headlights like a kitty in a lightning storm. You know, always being afraid. Oh, I'm going to lose my money. Oh, what are people going to think about me? Oh, the sky's falling. Oh, one of these days you won't be able to say, oh, because you're going to be dead. You're going to be dead. D-E-A-D, dead. Don't be dead. You're still alive. Are you with me? Hello? Hello, are you with me? Come on now, baby. You're alive. I'm alive. We all got 24 hours in a day. Let's make it happen, baby. It's Sam Crowley, your best friend, wishing you the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.